too much about timings. I'll just yeah,
flow then.
Exactly,
you can,
exactly.
You can cut it down to like nothing.
Or okay, yeah.
No problem.
So first of all, I'll get you to briefly summarise the report and sort of what, in general, what it means.
Okay. Are you recording now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the LBK, it wasn't a surprise, or for any beekeeper, in fact, it wasn't a surprise to see the report, because it just has been an appalling year for bees. So we knew, you know, I've been a beekeeper for 7 years, and the first time I got absolutely no honey whatsoever, when I usually get sort of £40 a hive. So we've all known that it was going to be pretty disastrous, but frankly, weren't expecting it to be quite this dramatic. I mean, 72% drop across the nation, and in, oddly, a 78% drop just in London. So we have fared the worst, which is a slight surprise, because, of course, we're not known to be the wettest area in the country, if not, you know, we're the slightly warmer. So yes, it was a big surprise that the drop was that dramatic.
So why do you think London fared the worst then?
Well, it's a question of a sort of hot debate at the moment, because when it's that dramatic, and given that we have so many beekeepers, you have to wonder if there are other factors in play. And we think that there may be two other factors that have contributed to this. One is that they may not have enough to eat. And the other is that because there's been this sudden influx of beekeepers, it's doubled in the last 4 years, we're worried that some beekeepers just do not have the skills, the level of competence to recognise when their bees might be in trouble, or that they might need feeding, or that how to sort of manage them properly. So we think that those could be two other factors, but you know, beekeeping world is a fuzzy kind of place where there's lots of grey areas and shade, so it's difficult to tell. But that's not an opinion just of ourselves, it's something that the BBKA suspect, and certain academics who are trying to get a clearer picture of what's really going on in London.
That might come as quite surprising news then, to hear that the number of beekeepers has increased so dramatically. I mean, quite a few people, I think, would assume it was maybe not as...
Well, it's been interesting, this, because it's a sort of a bit of a myth. And the good thing is that we've got people that are interested in bees, so that's the starting point. People are interested and they want to know about pollinating insects. And in fact, there was a Friends of the Earth survey that came out just last just last week, which said that whilst it pointed out that 9 out of 10 people can't recognise a honeybee alongside other insects, it also said that about 60% planned on planting pollinator-friendly plants, and that about 57%